Susan Tedeschi joins us today on the World Cafe with a session recorded at our World Cafe affiliate WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky. Susan was immediately recognized as a very proficient guitarist as well as a soulful singer when she got her start on record with Just Won't Burn back in 1998. She is married to guitarist Derek Trucks, and I started out by noting that her last album was all covers, and I was wondering if it was a conscious thing on her new one, Back to the River, to do original Tedeschi compositions.
Yes, I wanted to make an all-original record after making an all-cover record. And originally I had written a bunch of songs by myself, and then I went to go write and try to just finish writing the record with some different artists, but it started to go so well that the label started to back that more, and that's why it took a little bit longer time to actually even get started on the record, because I kept writing songs. So I ended up having about 40 songs to choose from instead of 10 or 11. A lot of the songs don't always go together. I wrote a bunch of songs that I felt were really great songs, but they didn't fit the album. So it is a challenge, always writing for a record, but the challenge is really just in getting things that go together or seem to fit together, because there can be a lot of different styles.
Yeah, there's some totally great up-tempo rocking things on there, and then there's some quiet things. There's a beautiful song called 700 Houses that I know you worked with John Leventhal on, and he's probably best known to people for working with Roseanne Cash, his wife, and Sean Colvin back in the day as well. What kind of... I always see him as kind of a song doctor. Does that work?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so. Song doctor.
Well, I mean, does he help you write better?
He does. You know, what he does is he helps pull things out of you, is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we sat and wrote together, but I felt like a lot of it was him saying, now what is it that you want to get across? Or, you know, him getting you to be more specific or to make better decisions, you know. So he, you know, he's very fun to work with because you can write some really nice things together, and then he's good at helping you finish it, I guess is a good way to say it.
There you go. Well, let's hear this live version of 700 Houses.
My window, what do I see? 700 houses scattered in front of me. Silence all around me, deafening the air. Not a sign of anyone. I just had to stay. This madness, my hopes and dreams are set. All the signs that led me home I scatter to the wind. I'm searching for my friends, a shaking in my skin. Where have all of my saints gone? Will they come marching in? Oh, what can be done? I know the storm to overcome. What can be done? What can be done? I know the storm to overcome now. So let up the pieces from this tragedy. You and I must come to terms with this reality. I'm lost and I'm looking. My city's washed away. But you know that I'll be back, coming back to stay. another storm to overcome. What can be done? What can be done? Another storm to another story to overcome. What can be done? What can be done? Another story to overcome now. It's
one from our guest Susan Tedeschi's new one, Back to the River, and that's 700 Houses. And, of course, there is a song, Back to the River, but I guess
it's a little too electric.
Yeah. Okay. Well, 700 Houses kind of has floods in it, too. So, I mean, it's like it all kind of works out, storms, et cetera. So I'm thinking it fits some way in this whole thing.
It's an awareness record. It's supposed to be all songs that have to do with bringing awareness to different situations, or even as big as society, you know, seeing ourselves as one race and everybody getting along and everybody trying to go towards the same goals, which are, you know, learning the truth about life and then not hurting each other, you know, having less war and trying to be less greedy. That's pretty much it, as well as having to overcome things together, like storms, or just having to do things together, think as one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another one on here called True. I was wondering if you could do that one.
Sure.
each other we must do. It's the only thing that is true. I know that it's true, though. All the things that we do, I know that it's true.
That's true. Another one from Back to the River is Susan Tedeschi and a band playing live for us today. Hey, Susan, who's playing today? Who's in the band?
We have Dave Yoke on acoustic guitar, Ted Pecchio on upright bass, and Falcon on one kunga, just trying to help us keep a little time, and myself on Gibson ES-125.
All right. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song by the Beatles called For No One.
Yeah, how did this get into the... is this kind of like a sound check song, or has it been you've been doing it in the set, too?
I've been doing it in the set. It's just been something to do that's kind of familiar for people, but it's something new that I haven't really done. So I figure it's just nice to have a new song that maybe you haven't even heard me do.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on, and she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love. Behind the tears, cry for no one. All love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. Goes out, you stay home. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone. She doesn't need him. The day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times and all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears. Cry for no one, all love that should have lasted years.
There's one we know. A great version of For No One is done by Susan Tedeschi, who is our guest today on The Cafe. You were talking about the kind of the consciousness of the new album, Back to the River. And I was reading that you and Derek have gone with a whole solar power system on your house.
Yes, well, we have solar, and we also, we're working our way to getting rain catchers.
Ah.
They cost a lot of money, but we're working our way up to saving up for them.
Now, how do you make enough electricity yourself that for do you use exclusively, or how does that work?
Well, we just built a studio in our backyard, so now it's almost like having two properties. So one of our properties is pretty much fully contained, but the other property we have to make more money again to become completely solar efficient. But yeah, we're working our way towards it. It's actually saved a huge amount in the electric bill, more than like $500 a month.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Well,
it's big.
Now, your kids, usually when you go out on tour, Charlie goes out with you, or you don't split the kids up, or how does that work? Or
no, Charlie and Sophia stay together. Those two are always together, and they're either with Derek or with me, or they're at home. And right now it's a school year, so Derek is at home with them. And, you know, Derek and I actually take turns from touring, and sometimes we're both out on tour, and then Derek's mom is with them at home. But usually it's one of us at home making lunches, bringing the kids to school, playing with them, doing all of our regular work for our records and everything when they're at school, and then having them come home and make dinner and give baths and all that good stuff. Get to play mom and dad. And then our other life is hanging out in radio stations and at clubs and at theaters and playing for people and meeting people and getting to do what we love to do. And, you know, trying to make the best of it, you know, trying to do everything, trying to have a career, do what you love to do, and raise a family. So it's a little chaotic and crazy, but you know, I think it's all we both know. Derek and I have both been on the road since we both met, and we've been doing this a long time. So we just work it out. We make it happen.
Susan Tedeschi is our guest, and we have time for one more. What shall it be?
We're going to play a Bob Dylan song for you. He's one of my favorite writers of all time, and I always like to pay tribute to living artists as well, because it's hard. A lot of my favorite artists have passed on, but it's wonderful to have Bob Dylan around still, and this is one of my favorite songs of his. This is called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Ain't no use to sit here wondering why, babe, if you don't know by now. It ain't no use to sit here wondering why. It'll never do somehow. Oh, when your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and oh, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's alright. Ain't no use in turning on your light, boy. The light I never know. Oh, it ain't no use to turn it on your light. On the dark side of the road. Oh, now I'm thinking and wondering, walking down the road. I was loving the man, the child I told. And oh, I gave him my heart, but he wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. Thank you. calling out my name, boy, like you've never done before. Oh, there ain't no use in calling out my name now. I can't hear anymore. Oh, I wish there was something you might do or say to try and make me change my mind. I would stay. But oh, we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, so long, honey, baby. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye, goodbye's too good a word. So I just say fare well. And oh, now I say, yeah, you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but oh, people, I surely don't mind. You just kept a wasted on my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Just kind of wasted on my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't think twice, it's all right. Susan Tedeschi finishing up a set live today, and our thanks to our friends and affiliates at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, for recording today's show, and a pretty good audience there as well, I must say, Susan. So
they're an excellent audience.
Give it up for them. And thank you so much for taking time for this and being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me and for supporting all of these live musicians that are out there touring. We really appreciate it. Thank you.